1,095 people called 1-800-GAMBLE5 in March. That's the Council on Problem Gambling's hotline. People who think they or a family member have an addiction can call for help breaking the habit. The council's executive director is Rose Gruber. She says some of the calls seem to be getting more desperate than in years past.
We are certainly hearing more from people who are suicidal, who have a plan of action. You know, many, many gamblers, compulsive gamblers, do at some point in their gambling addiction think of suicide. But we are hearing in the last year and a half to 2 years, many more who call up and say, this is what I'm going to do.
Gruber says some of the increase in calls could be due to the fact that more people are aware of the helpline, but she suspects televised gambling tournaments could have something to do with it too. Gruber says poker isn't a harmless fad for everyone.
Parents see it as a better alternative than smoking or drinking, and in some ways maybe it is. You know, I don't know that. But we also know from some studies that have been done that kids who are playing poker or doing other types of gambling are at higher risk to be doing the other things we're trying to protect our kids from.
Callers are often referred to counseling after making the initial call to 1-800-GAMBLE5. Gruber says feedback from counselors and Gamblers Anonymous chapters shows more people are following through and getting help. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.